Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast with your league commissioners, David, Jonathan, and Stuart.
All right, we are back. It's 2021. It's time to kick off the season. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it's 2021. Yeah, halfway through 2021, actually.
The 2021.
Oh, season. Yeah,
season. Gotcha. The only date that really matters.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? It's me, Commissioner Stewart.
You know,
suckers.
I still get flack for that, and I didn't. Yeah. There was no easy way to say your commissioners, David, Jonathan, and Rules Committee expert Stewart.
Yeah,
it just didn't flow.
I mean, I've embraced it. I mean, we've talked about this before.
Well, but everyone knows you've embraced being called a commissioner. That's not the problem.
What is the Rules Committee executive anyway?
It is essentially the commissioner with a different title.
I think what it is in reality is the one guy who doesn't understand any of the rules. And he plays. Yes, he's the lowest common denominator. Yeah. So he asks the tough questions like, why do we have this? And it's like, shouldn't you know that? You're the Rules Committee guy.
Hey, and I'm in title only, right? I didn't earn that position. I was given it because of
entitled. You're very entitled.
My greatness. So I didn't ask for it. And it really just means I'm the commissioner, a third commissioner.
Yeah, sounds like that's not going back. That genie's been let out of the bottle.
Well, you gotta rub me the right way. I'm a genie.
Ooh, new drop?
Yeah, we should do that
Christine
one.
Christine Aguilar.
That'll be mine. My personal
happening.
One.
It's happening. We've got a lot to talk about. We really, just like last year, we don't really plan until we get right in front of our computers. And then I look at the show docu, and it's just probably 20 lines of stuff. So let's start with hopefully our guest caller soon will call in. I'll keep you posted if he calls in. But we can start with Vegas. Do y'all want to start with Vegas? Or do y'all want to start
with... I thought there was a drop.
Vegas, baby.
The way you paused.
Yeah.
There's just a pause in my brain because I don't know where to start.
Yeah, let's start with Vegas.
Yeah, are you excited, Stuart?
Yeah. Very excited. No, I'm very, very sad.
Go on.
My idea.
Yeah.
My brainchild. My baby, so to speak, for the last 10 years. And the 1 year that you suckers decide to do it, I can't go.
Yeah, it's by design.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually cannot believe, I will say this, I cannot believe it's happening.
Me neither.
It really, and to get almost everybody to go is shocking.
Yeah, everyone that matters.
Yeah,
is
if we would have come up, if you asked me, put together a list of who you think is going to go and who isn't going to go, the two people not going would have been towards the top for me, actually. So I know each of y'all have your own reasons. Whether they're good or not is debatable.
Hey, I just had a baby.
Yeah, Daniel did just have a baby.
No,
so.
I did. 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Six years ago.
That doesn't count. Oh. When they're in school, that's no longer.
Well, Scarlett is technically not in school yet.
Oh, so. Well, they're of school age.
Yeah.
Just because you sing the Mariah Carey song, "You'll Always Be My Baby," doesn't make them little.
There's a drop for David. That's David's drop.
Yep.
Baby.
We'll just keep referencing 90s pop music.
Yeah, Christina was not 90s, but okay.
Oh, seriously, Stuart, we're going to be so sad that you're not there.
I'm going to be so sad, too.
I have been to Vegas with you, though, so I know what that's like.
Right. You were underage, though. It'll be very different this time for
what?
You.
What? Hold on. I am very confused. There's a story there, but I feel like someone's going to be incriminated.
I plead the fifth.
Let's start the podcast.
Okay. Oh, my word. Well,
no, it was funny, though, because it was me, David, Abe, and Skylar. Right?
It was quite the crew.
Quite the crew. And I was the only one over 21, and so it was just a funny...
I think we were 18 and we needed a chaperone and you were the only qualified one that my mom trusts.
Yes, that's exactly what I
heard. Yeah. That you were quite the expert at blackjack.
Yeah, so let me tell the story.
Didn't know that there were cheaper blackjack tables than the Venetian.
Hey, that hotel was pretty new when we stayed there.
Yeah.
Like, it was a nice hotel.
And they think highly of their blackjack
tables. Yeah, so we're at Vegas. We're doing, you know, we're underage, like Stuart said. And so I think we go to, like, the top of the tower that has that roller coaster that I was so scared. I, like, wouldn't even go near the windows, which is not like me because that thing is so high. Anyway, so we're doing all these cool things. We're going. We're having dinner. And then we get back to the room. It's late at this point. You never really know, you know, what time it is in Vegas anyway.
Yeah.
And Stuart goes, well, at $100, I'm going to go go gamble. And so we're I remember being in the room with Abe, and Abe has, like, this robe on because it's really nice. And he's like, look at me in this robe. He's like, and so literally by the time Abe can go in there and change, come out and showcase his robe to Skylar and I, to which Skylar then does the same thing. Stuart comes back, and he goes, well, I'm done gambling.
It was quick. It was quick.
It must have been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which, in those 10 minutes...
I think it was $200 too, not $100.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, someone gave you another $100 to gamble for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was literally 10 minutes, which in those 10 minutes, you had to go down the elevator.
Yeah.
And we were like 20 stories up.
Yeah, it is not
a had to go find a table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your cash. I don't know how it works. I was underage.
Yeah. I didn't really know how it worked either.
And then you came back and had to go up the elevator to then come back and say, well, I'm done.
That's
So I can only imagine how long you were actually there.
Yeah.
At the table.
It was not long. And the dealer knew I had no idea what I was doing. And so he was just like,
wasn't it like $25 blinds?
Yeah. Yeah. Annie. You had to
No,
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Minimum bet. Of 25.
So did you
bucks.
Just play four hands?
Yeah. No, maybe eight hands. Because I lost 200 in 10 minutes. Best $200 I've ever spent, though, I'll tell you that.
Have you ever gambled in Vegas since then?
I haven't been to Vegas since then. So no.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's so sad. So what is it going to take for you to get to Vegas? Is it like you have to work or like... You know, if I said, hey, I actually have an extra ticket, like a, you know, I don't know, whatever that is.
Friends fly free.
Oh, friends fly free. Yeah, I actually own an airplane.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say I own an airplane or I know someone who does own an airplane. What time do you have to be back for work on Sunday? Is it Sunday morning? You know, what?
Yeah, I could probably be back. We've got like a membership class on Sunday afternoon, so I would have to be back for that. Mm. But. I looked into it.
Is that like 6 a.m.?
I wanted to do it. I looked into doing it. But it was hard to justify that much money for literally about 24 hours of me being there. So I'm like, I don't know that I can do it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But y'all are going to be there.
We're going to be there.
Ryan Palomo, kind of taking the lead on this trip.
Yeah, you have to blame Ryan for actually doing this.
Well, speaking of... Caller, would you like to identify yourself?
Ryan Palomo.
Oh, there we go. Sorry.
There he is. What up,
Hello.
Bro?
Oh, not much. Can y'all hear me?
Okay? We hear you just fine.
The man with the plan.
All right. Now I'm doing good. How are you guys? Good to see y'all are committed to the league and doing another podcast. So
yeah, two out of three of us are committed to the league.
That's right. Come on, David.
I pledged my oath.
Well, we were just kind of doing a quick preview of Vegas and the excitement around it. Stuart's follies in Vegas. David's illegal underage, whatever he was doing. Still unsure about what that meant. And then your name popped up, and you called in just in the nick of time. So, first off, I'd like to say, on behalf of the league, thank you for spearheading this venture, because I know it wasn't easy. So, thanks for taking the time to make the phone calls, figure out all the info, and really just rallying the troops. Appreciate that. So, why don't you walk us through what you were able to secure? I know you sent a long email about it, but maybe it might be easier to kind of talk through it a little bit.
Yeah. So, okay. So first of all, you actually sending that, VIP deal. So I had seen that online. So what we're talking about is the Sin City VIP. And these were like the different packages. I'm sure Searles, you know what I'm
That's
talking
why
about.
I'm not going. Sin City.
Yeah.
I'm a pastor.
Yeah.
I'm a pastor.
Yeah. Right.
Stuart couldn't visit the website.
So that was actually a big help, but so just through some other research and everything, we just kind of got a really built a weekend around the draft package. That was kind of the biggest thing. So what we're doing is for those who don't know, the drafting deal, it's actually like a huge deal that Hard Rock Cafe is putting on, and you can, you know, look at the event on their website or whatever, but it's, you know, people from all over the country are coming and doing their fantasy football draft there at the Hard Rock Cafe, like all day, or not the Hard Rock Cafe, the Hard Rock Hotel, I guess. And so that's, you know, it should be a pretty cool event. Just being around a bunch of other people who are obviously as dedicated to the league because they're coming to Vegas.
For sure.
you know,
are we going to see Stuart with some other group over there? Like just hanging out with this real fantasy football league,
just a big mustache.
I'm with it. That's a league.
You're doing it with that
China.
League.
In China.
You're doing it with that league. Stole our rule book.
Too
right?
soon. Too soon.
Yeah, it's a league from church called the Holy Rollers. So, no. So
I heard
it's
that they're,
you know,
they're
it's,
making people wear masks again in Vegas. But anyway, I digress.
Well, you all know. So
yeah, it's true.
Well, fun fact, your boy actually literally just tested positive about 45 minutes ago. So that's great.
Did you really?
Yeah. So I thought it was just kind of bad allergies, you know. I've just got some nasal congestion.
Is this your way of informing your loved ones that you may have come into close contact with them?
No, I don't ever talk to my loved ones. So.
Okay, good.
I'm just kidding. No, so,
well, dude, we're sorry. Katie went through that.
No,
too.
I mean,
rough.
Yeah, it's, and funny. So I actually just got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on Saturday. So, anyway, yeah, so I feel fine. I just have some nasal pressure.
Let's save
and
that for our political
but,
vaccination.
Well, yes, moving on. Sorry.
Let's go back to Vegas. So, Sin City, you booked it through Hard Rock.
What
is that going to be like?
Yeah, so it's a, you know, 4-hour deal, or you can kind of stay longer, but it's, you know, all inclusive. They do have, we do get some food and drinks and everything, but it's, you're essentially in a huge hall. You know, with TVs and all kinds of other stuff going around, and so we'll have our, it's not really a private area, but you know, we'll all be there in a pretty sweet environment with people who are pretty much doing the same thing as we are, so it should be a lot of fun.
And Abe.
Yeah, and Abe, our personal cocktail waitress.
Do y'all remember when Abe did the
what tail,
the what was it, where he used to put things on the board,
the Vanna White.
Vanna White,
yes,
impression?
Thank you.
Yeah, he would last like a round and a half, and he's like, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so is he confirmed going? I mean, I know he was trying to figure it out. But...
Yeah, he has to book his ticket, but it's his dad's birthday that weekend, and so he's trying to figure out if he needs to come back on Saturday night or Sunday still.
Yeah. Or maybe cool. His dad can just come.
Maybe his dad can pick him up in his taxi.
Maybe his dad's more dedicated to the league than Stewart. We'll see.
I'm actually having
dad
draft.
How much do you think an Uber would be to Vegas?
Pretty expensive. More than a plane ticket. If I were to guess.
But it would take longer.
Yeah.
So there's
the trade-off there of that.
And he's gay. I mean, blind.
Blind.
Anyway, so I actually think he's gay. I actually think the great thing about the draft is that it's. I mean, it's noon to four, so we actually kind of have – you know,
yeah, the back half of the day.
Really the best part of the day to do whatever. So, the draft should be a lot of fun. Things that I'm looking.
Yeah, I was going to say that I think you were leading into it because you and I were back and forth on some things. And, I thought either we should talk about it on the podcast or send another email, but just some suggestions on things that we could all do together if people wanted to. You threw out there a dinner and some other things. So what were some of your suggestions that you were looking up?
Yeah, so I was actually going to let Jackson choose where kind of the first official event of the weekend would be. So
Taco
I know
Bell.
He pays, right?
Yeah, he's got enough from the winnings.
Yeah, so I know we're all going to be on, you know, similar flights there. but well, I guess half of us are going to be on one flight, half of us will be on another one, but same, similar time, landing and all that stuff. But, kind of making the first official event, like, the dinner on Friday, and let Jackson kind of pick, and he can be the kind of champions dinner and have him give a little speech or whatever. So well, I talked to him about,
it won't be a champions dinner, but
yeah, it's okay. We'll figure it out without you.
I'll Skype in.
Yeah. Send him a link. So, and
well,
then
we won't be able to find you, 'cause none of us actually use Skype. So
AOL. So, but you know, the other thing is that we're going to have pretty much all day on Friday. So if we want to, you know, there is, golf is definitely an option on Friday, except for, you know, I think the most realistic tee time would be, you know, probably around 11-ish, you know, maybe even a little later than that. And I don't know how much golf, you know, in Vegas at teeing off around noon, I don't know how fun that's going to be. So we can definitely do that and put that together. You know, there's a lot of places that, you know, include club rentals in that, but, you know, other than that, I mean, that's really all I've kind of put together. You know, I'm open to more ideas, but I don't know how much stuff we want to do together and just kind of see what happens after that.
David loves the stratosphere, the big kind of needle, the tower there.
That's what it's called.
Yep. It has the rides at the top. He loves that. So maybe
hey,
that.
I rode the, I just didn't do the one that went off the building.
Whatever.
That doesn't sound like a ride. That sounds like death.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It went off the building.
I have a picture of Stuart's face. He's yelling, and I don't think I've seen his mouth open that wide.
Yeah. It went all the way.
To your point, Ryan, I think there's going to be a fair amount of things that everyone's going to want to do together. And then if people split off, that's cool too. Obviously, the main thing is maybe try to make that dinner work, and then obviously the draft. That's why we're there. You know, I think all of us kind of talking through and it, you know, being in the moment, we can figure out what we want to do too. But, you know, if we throw out some ideas, I think people would be on board. So,
yes, as far as like the stuff after, hey, where do we want to go after, you know, dinner, or what do we want to do after the draft, all that stuff, that's no big deal. But I think, you know, really the only other thing that we need to nail down is what do we want to do Friday before dinner, you know, while everyone's getting there, if anything.
Sure.
If y'all want to, if y'all are interested in some info on golf, you know, I can definitely look at that. Obviously, I'm going to have nothing but time as I quarantine for the next week. you know, other than that, I don't know. Yeah, what are y'all's thoughts? And Stuart, are you really not going? I mean, I just.
Yeah, no, just I'm really not.
Seem like, just I'm a really just not. A time frame thing. There's just no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's several different things. One of them is the weekend is not an, I mean, I know
it's just not ideal.
Not awesome for everybody. Yeah, it's not a great weekend. I would hate to have to leave early, you know.
Yeah.
And not stay with everybody.
And well,
thinking
I get
about
it.
The cost of it too. I'm like, wow, for all of that, I just I'm not going to do it. So
you got to do what you got to do.
So. Why make memories?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Just take pictures for me.
Yeah. So that's what I got. What do you guys, what do y'all think?
Everyone I've talked to has been pretty psyched about it. I think to your point, we've got a lot of folks from the league going. I think there's only a handful that can't make it. My dad's on the fence about he's wanting to go. He just needs to make sure he's able to get off of work. So he's a strong maybe. But then, I think Senior is now fully in. I think he's got his plane ticket. So we've got a pretty full boat here. We're just missing a couple.
David, do you know when he's flying? Is he on the same flight as us?
Oh, yeah. He's going to come with us.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll need to figure out carpooling and all that, but we can do that offline. Yeah.
Road trip trades.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Make at least 5 trades on that trip up to Austin.
Yeah, so that was the other thing. Maybe that Saturday morning before the draft, we meet down at the hotel pool and kind of settle some water bets.
Yes,
you know, that maybe is a maybe great after. Idea. We should definitely do that.
Yeah. So But yeah, I think as long as Mike Searles is, if he's in, then, you know, I think that's really only two members out of the league. And I think that's...
It'll be perfect if he's in. I mean, that's all we need.
Really all we want.
Yeah. Right. Although, you know, we wish Stuart and Daniel were there. You know, I think 10 out of 12 is actually a great turnout for something like this.
Hey, don't count Daniel out just yet. There's a glimmer of hope. There is a of hope. I've heard whisper from the bushes that he may or may not have a shot.
Wow.
Which is more than I could say about a month ago.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Bushes he's been listening to, but...
I've had it with this dump! We got no food, we got no jobs, our pets' heads are falling off!
Ryan, could you hear that?
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't get the joke. What bushes is he?
I didn't get it either. He just played a random drop.
Well, that's okay. Oh. You'll hear it on the playback. Ryan, are there any last words you'd like to say?
No, I'm good. I'm excited.
And there goes Ryan. He's out of here. He's the first one from the league that gets booted. Couldn't be happier. Again, thank you, Ryan, for everything you did to make Vegas happen. Cool.
I just think we'll lose the most money in Vegas?
I just think it's so early to be talking about Vegas for 2022.
You think it's early, or you don't think it is?
I'm joking.
We can't go back-to-back years.
No, that's too much.
Well,
I'm in for next year.
Okay, that means 11 out of 12 are not in. That's the trend.
So who do we think is going to spend the most money? Is that the question?
Not spend the most money, lose the most money.
Oh, lose the most. Well.
I mean, I'm assuming that there will be some gambling that takes place.
Yeah.
Who will lose the most? Will anyone win big?
Well, I've seen two people win big gambling. One is Ryan. That's a whole other thing. I wish we would have asked him that when he was on. He's off now. Yeah. And then Jonathan's won big too.
Yeah, so we have very different styles too. I am a very slow build. Ryan is very much like a gunslinger. Like, he is throwing it on the table.
Jonathan says that, but he has his moments where he goes gunslinger. Well, but he does it a little bit more strategically.
It is strategic, and then
some of it's in the moment.
There's sometimes where I see I have a lot of money on the table, and I'm waiting for them to flip that card, and I'm just standing up thinking, what am I doing with hundreds of dollars on the table right now?
Odds to win big and lose big are Jonathan and Ryan.
Okay.
Odds to kind of be steady, I would say, probably like Mike Staffel.
I was going to go Staffel.
Yeah, Mike Staffel. He's, you know, slow and steady, consistent.
Very safe. Safe.
Very
human
safe.
Being.
Yeah, he, you know.
A lot like his fantasy team.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of correlations there.
Yeah.
So
I think that's how he won his one and only championship. He just played it safe.
Yeah.
And then he hasn't been back since.
I could see my dad doing something crazy.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with gambling. In general. Yeah, if there's someone that's going to get kicked out of a hotel, it's your dad. he's going to be the odds-on favorite for that. There's not going to be a whole lot of this going on, but sports betting is going to be fun.
Well, yeah.
It's just going to be preseason football, potentially, and college football?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Will that have started then?
I think so.
I can look
it up.
Yeah, it's the weekend before Labor Day weekend, so I don't know.
That's that weekend.
Is that college football's like kickoff weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said that. I thought you were saying that's when college football kicks off, is the weekend before Labor Day.
No.
I was like, that happens to be when y'all are going.
Yeah, August 28th.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the weekend.
Week one.
Great. Who are the Aggies playing?
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on. I don't know if I want to ask those other questions that listed out. Yeah. We've already covered the underage stuff, so it's fine. Okay, well, let's talk about... do we want to go with league news and notes, or do we want to talk about keepers? What are we talking about? Draft?
So some league news and notes. Ryan has COVID.
Breaking news.
This just in.
Yeah, let me see. Do I have a... No drop on anything there.
Ryan and I are going to the beach next weekend. Is that long enough to quarantine there?
No.
R.I.P.
What?
You never know when you need a drop.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, I felt that way in the championship game last year.
Oh.
You felt that way? Jackson!
R.I.P.
Just take me.
I think maybe before we move any further, y'all haven't been around Ryan in the last few days, have you?
let's swap drinks here.
I will be leaving.
No, I haven't seen Ryan since, was it the boy's birthday? Mm-hmm. No. Whose birthday was that? Brooklyn's?
The boys back in town?
Yeah, probably the boys. That was June.
The one at the park. Yeah. Whatever the one that was.
Yeah,
that was
last whatever. Episode. I don't, yeah, whatever kid that was.
One yeah. of your kids. One of your yeah, three no, kids.
No, too many.
Only two birthdays, but three kids.
That's right.
Yeah, that is.
Very convenient. Yeah. Two pregnancies, three kids.
Every time I go to efficient. To get prescriptions for my kids, they're like, what's your kid's date of birth? I'm like, oh, crap. I've got four to keep up with. Well, five if you include Allison. She's not my kid, but you know what I mean.
Do you remember when they...
No, I don't. Explain that.
Do you remember when they were born? Like, what time of the day?
My kids?
Yeah.
Well, they were all three C-sections, so...
So no?
No, so I do. They were like, they were all in the morning, like 8, 9 o'clock.
What a weird answer to his question. Do you know what...
Because they're scheduled. Well, that's yeah. what I meant by that, is they're
yeah,
scheduled.
Yeah, they were C-sections. What else do you want to
I
know?
I only asked because the wives were together last weekend, and they were like, I don't know what time my children were born. You know, because they get caught up in the moment, too. Yeah, but that
and
makes
on,
sense.
Probably on a ton of drugs. They, or at least some
they're a little busy with something
yeah,
at the time.
I mean, they're doing something.
They don't have a chance to turn over and look at their wristwatch.
They're like, okay, keep pushing. They're like, what time is it?
Why are they old ladies?
Well, when you're under what all that stress, your voice changes to an old lady.
Yeah.
I know a lot. I'm a doula.
Well, you have doula. Four. Apparently five with Allison.
Don't we have an OBGYN in the league?
Wait.
Do we?
Hold on.
Oh, Daniel. Yeah. OBGYN.
Wait a second.
I was like, what are we talking about?
I need to be quicker on the draw.
Yeah, quicker on the
draw. Yeah, we're in mid-season form here. Yeah.
Wait. Who?
An OBGYN?
OBGYN?
It's supposed to be a needle scratch, but it kind of sounds like the dirtiest fart you've ever heard in your life.
That was David ripping him over there on the couch.
Oh, no, that sounds like Daniel.
Jonathan, another news and note. Jonathan has a new house.
Well, you have there. Jonathan is homeless.
Jonathan's homeless,
but
which is technically
that
true.
That is true.
It is true, but in a few months, I'll have a house. Thank you. Thank you.
And what?
Okay.
What do you say to your old house?
Oh, I got it right here.
You could have played "I've Had It With This Dump," or you could have played R.I.P.
I could have. Hold on. That's a long flush.
It was the exact same time.
You're going to enjoy these drops. I just need to get used to where they're at.
Okay.
What else?
Daniel had a baby. Yes.
You remember when, like, the early days of the internet when there was, like, those soundboards and you would call people and you'd act like you're, like, Chris Tucker's on the other. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Or
that's
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm doing right now. Yeah. But I love it.
Congrats to Daniel.
Congratulations. You want to hit
David's,
that last one?
David's still doing a lot of coke. Or drinking a lot of coke.
Incorrect.
Drinking a lot of coke. Yeah. We're all drinking coke tonight.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We definitely are.
I don't know if Ryan is, but, or was.
Hey,
this is the most ridiculous thing.
You need to have that one ready more often.
I know.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that needs to stick.
I know. Okay. I'll just try them all out for size.
Anything else? Everyone's doing good? Daniel, Jonathan, you're...
Yeah, what's new with you, Stuart?
Yeah.
Gosh, I turned 40.
What?
Yeah.
This is 40.
I'm second oldest in the league now. So.
Wait. What did you just say?
Second oldest in the league. Maybe third oldest.
Maybe fourth.
Keep
How
going.
How old is
Lewis? Yeah, you guys are pretty close in age.
Are you buttering him up for a trade or what?
Yeah. No joke.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Wait, I'm the third. I'm after the dads. I'm the oldest, right?
Yeah, that's fourth.
Yeah, so that would be fourth.
Oh, fourth. Yeah.
I was wondering what you were going
Y'all
with
aren't
that.
Far behind me, though.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Nothing else new with us.
No, nothing. I mean, it's a lot, but it's just...
Do we want to talk...
That is it.
So Ryan mentioned water bets. Do we want to...
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about those?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you going to pay yours off? You have quite a few. I will
that
say,
I have to throw on people.
No.
Yes.
2019, or 2 years ago, whatever that was. Yeah, 2019. Mm-hmm. You were, like, undefeated in water bets,
yeah.
Meaning you went, like, 8-0 or 8-1.
And I haven't thrown any water on anybody.
Yeah, so that year, you're absolutely correct. The next year, I was just looking at this earlier today, you were horrendous.
Ooh.
Well, I made some dumb bets.
Yeah, I mean, can we talk about some of them?
Sure.
Yeah, like, who D'Angelo Williams plays for.
Yeah. Right? Hawks?
Yes. So many things wrong with what you just said. But
yeah. With what I said?
Just now?
What?
The Hawks.
I know. That was a joke.
Okay.
The Falcons.
Okay. Do you know? I wasn't sure if you were.
Do you want to quiz me?
Referee?
I dare you.
We should go back to the I really enjoy NBA quizzes. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was good times. But yeah, I'm genuinely concerned that you think the Atlanta Hawks are a football team right now.
Yes. Yes. With Mike Budenholzer.
The Atlanta Seahawks.
The Atlanta Seahawks. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a good one. So I have a proposal for when we get to Summit. This is a tease. We're going to talk about Summit. I'm going to tell y'all right now, a rule enhancement will be there has to be interest paid on water bets or added to water bets that aren't paid off in a timely manner. And we'll figure out what that cost is, but we can't let these slide.
Is interest go like size of, you know, the cup to, you know, like a bucket or a gallon, or is it the number, the quantity?
We should let the thrower choose that.
Mm.
So they have an
option.
Or
can we change the liquid? I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, can we go milk?
You know, nothing's
milk.
Off the table.
Okay.
It would be much
boiling
better.
Boiling water?
Well, we don't want to cause bodily harm.
Okay.
Stickiness and shame are okay, but third-degree burns, I think that's where we draw the line.
How
a
liquid
cup,
does
a cup
it,
of honey.
Yeah, how liquid does it need to be?
Or maple syrup.
That might be tough to throw.
You just throw the whole cup at him. Fill it with a water balloon. I mean, fill it with a balloon. Fill it in a balloon. Water balloon.
Fill honey with a water
balloon. Yeah, fill honey with a water balloon. Okay. Moving on. Anything else with the water bets? David, you had all that pulled up, but I don't guess you do anymore because you're just sitting there not doing anything. So,
I have the 2020.
Drinking your Coke.
Yeah, I have the 2020. I mean, this was the Stewart bet Jonathan that D'Angelo Williams.
Let's move on from that one. We've already talked about that.
I think
one.
It deserves a second.
Do
second
you remember
line.
What it was? That he played for the Atlanta Falcons before playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I thought that was right.
Okay, do you remember who it was, though?
Yeah, Jacksonville. No, Carolina. It was Carolina. Jacksonville and Carolina are pretty much the same.
You're so quick to be wrong.
They're pretty much the same team. They came into the league at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a medical trivia with Dr. Searles. You beat me in that.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I remember that.
You guys were good sports in that
you
one.
Did a research or something.
That was
before.
Back in the man cave. That's
oh, this was a good
no
one. This was a season long bet. Mike Staffel finishes the season in the top six. Jonathan and I said he would. And you said he wouldn't. Do you know what he finished?
Yeah, like four.
Three.
No, three.
Yeah.
Number three.
Yeah. Lucky, we lucky. gave you a lot of wiggle room there.
Yeah.
This was a good one, too. Jonathan bets Stewart will not score more than the 204.8 points.
You were feeling so cocky off
that
of
was
a win.
That was your first 200-point game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was a 200-point virgin.
I think the statement was, I might just do it again next week. And I said, well, I'll water bet you on that.
Yeah.
Yes, that was actually the water bet before that one that I just said.
That was a good night
for
you.
So there were two water
bets? There were
bets?
Two. The first one was, Jonathan bet Stewart will not score more than 204.8 in week 7.
Yeah.
Y'all took that water bet, and then the next one turned into the rest of the season.
I think I won okay. both.
You won both. Yeah. Yeah.
I came close a few times.
Yeah. You know, there were some other ones. David bet that week 8 matchup between Staffel and Ryan would score more than 200 points combined. Stewart bet that they wouldn't. 200 points is a very low
bar. That's a very low bar.
I know, but they both sucked.
Yeah, they scored, you know, they scored 242, so it wasn't even
barely.
Stewart was barely. Willing to take water in the face just to show
Stewart.
How much he hated their teams.
Yes.
You were. Oh, I didn't put this one, but Stewart bet Mike that he would have a better regular season finish than him.
What? I didn't remember doing that.
Did that? Yep. That held up, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I can keep going. There's more of Stewart getting watered. I mean, there's ones in here
about
Ryan.
It's funny that no one else does water bets except for the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. You know, I will say, if you had to guess who was next, who did the next most water amount of water
bets? Ryan.
I would say Mike.
You'd say Mike?
Ryan.
Mike Ryan. He's a country
singer. It's a tie. They each made 3.
Oh. Mm. So we both
Do you know how many you made, Stewart?
No.
10. Let's count our
10.
This is like the trade numbers where we blow everyone out of the water, and it's not even close. Hold on. He's still scrolling and counting.
I think you're on every one. You made 17 water bets.
No, that's not true.
Just in 2020.
There's no way that's true.
I can show you the list.
Okay, I want to go back and look.
I think you're going to get watered about 12 times.
Well.
You might as well just go swimming.
Wow.
So let me ask you this. If we propose new rules and they get approved, do those new rules go into effect immediately?
No.
Or are you vested against the old rule book?
You should be given a time period before the year starts.
Oh, so you have a grace period. Okay.
Between Summit and the start of the 2021 season.
When
to pay
was
off
that
water
that we
bets.
Paid off water bets in my backyard? When was that?
That was last year.
Last year before COVID? Pre-COVID? No.
So
no.
You've paid off.
Yeah.
It was cold.
So I paid off a lot
it
of
was
those.
It was October.
Yeah.
It was the only ones we
you
could
paid
pay
off.
Off.
That was pre-COVID.
You paid off four of them.
We could only pay off the podcast ones, but we were all in it together.
Okay. So I've paid off a lot of those. Good. That's it for water bets then.
Okay.
Do we want to talk through keepers or do we want to talk through draft?
Well, they go hand in hand. Why don't we talk through the finish from last year?
Okay.
Because remember, last year's rule change was to negate or attempt to negate tanking for draft odds. And so the 1 through 8, again, everything's normal there as far as draft odds go. But 9 through 12 are in reverse order, meaning that whoever finished 9th has the best odds at the number one pick and all the way down through 12 there. So,
and it's worth mentioning that we added prize money to basically 1 through 7 all get some form of money back. So that actually in the rule book gets paid off at the Summit. So Jonathan has that. So see Jonathan.
Yep. Be there at Summit.
To recap that, first place gets 300, which I think Jackson's been paid.
Jackson has been paid with both cash and the belt.
Perfect. Hopefully he hasn't lost it yet.
The cash?
Second place is $100. Third place is $80. Fourth place is $60. Fifth is $30. Sixth is $20.
Whoop,
whoop! And seventh is $10. Eighth, you get nothing in the fifth odds.
Eighth is the worst spot to finish.
So anyway, I don't. What is our league dues again?
50.
We did 50. Moved to 50. We did 50 last year, and that's the way to make that math work. So that'll stay.
So if you finish in the top four, you've pretty much got your league dues covered for next year. If you want to apply it to that, we could talk about that too. So as a recap, because I know I forgot.
Yeah. No, and I I'd like to hear everyone else's take, both y'all and the rest of the league. But I like that system. That there's something to play for beyond week one if you lose.
Yeah.
It kept things competitive and interesting and just kept people engaged, which I think is what it was intended to do. So, with that, we have a tentative, we have the actual odds laid out if we want to go.
Yeah, who has the best odds?
So, the Maddie Jones breakup, a.k.a. Preston and Bryce, has the best odds, but I don't believe he owns that pick. I believe Daniel owns that pick. And I could be wrong, but I believe Daniel owns that pick.
Daniel does own that pick.
I would be next, second
best
odds.
Is it a protected pick? So if it's like a number one, oh man.
Nope. It was for, was it for Julio? Who did he get?
I had it, and then I traded it to Daniel in some trade throughout the regular season.
Okay.
But so there was multiple times it was traded.
Okay. I thought it was the last like minute in the playoff thing.
Yeah, which is worth mentioning that, you know, Preston did have a top eight record, you know, by regular seasons, but because of the way we actually broke up divisions and who made the playoffs, this was the one year that one of the better teams didn't.
I can't wait to have that debate at Summit.
So that's something we need to, you know, we can revisit at the Summit. But yeah, so it's worth mentioning too that that pick, surprisingly, because he actually ended up in the, you know, he was trying to make the playoffs. I think he was trading as such, and that actually helped him secure that pick. And turns out he just doesn't own the rights to it. So I don't even think anybody was kind of, you know, expecting that.
Yep. Drew the short straw. So second would be myself. Third would be Daniel, a.k.a. Go Stewart.
So Daniel has two...
potentially two of the top three picks if the odds fall the way they are. I mean, he could have the top two, for all we know.
Which he did... Didn't he have the worst? Yeah, he had the worst record.
No. Yes, he did. And then me and Lewis were next, and we were all in the same division.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the worst division.
That was the... historically worst division of all time. And then Ryan rounds out the top four, finishing last. And he was one that we had relatively highly ranked early in the year with his team, and then he just got pretty banged up, and then he punted on the season. So that's the top of the draft order, and then everything goes reverse order there. So it'd be Lewis would be fifth best odds, then Joey, then Stewart, Senior, my dad, Mike Staffel, and then locked in at 11 is David, and locked in at 12 would be Jackson. Which I don't know who owns what rights there, because I think there's some... I thought there was another trade in the top 12.
So, no, the only first-round pick that's conveyed is the Preston one.
Okay.
There was a trade in which if Stewart would have won the championship, then Daniel would have received Stewart's first-round pick.
Yeah.
Thus the Go Stewart.
But that did not happen. So you get to the second round. So obviously Daniel set up, you know, really well here for the first round. You get to the second round, and Ryan Palomo has three picks in the second round.
Wow.
He owns the right to Mike Searle's pick. So Mike has, what, the ninth best odds? So that's probably, you know, back end of the second round. He also has his pick, which should be top half of the first round. And then he owns the right to Lewis's second round pick, which is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
So he could be looking at early second, middle second, late second.
Yeah. Wow.
On top of wherever he early first with the fourth best odds. You know, if the lottery falls his way, he could be sitting pretty good there. And then the only other second round pick was Preston. I had that pick. I actually traded it back to him. So Preston has his second round pick. You know, and then you start to see we've got some other, you know, trades. A couple, Jonathan, you have two threes.
I was going
to
ask, who has the most? It sounds like Ryan probably takes that. If you take maybe, let's just say, the top four or five rounds, who's got the most picks? It sounds like Ryan.
You have two threes, Jonathan. I have two fours. Preston doesn't have a four as well. That's worth mentioning.
I don't think I have a four.
Stewart, you gave your fourth to Daniel. So that was the pick that, if you would have won, would have been a first. Since you did not win the championship, it's actually a fourth.
Who was that for? Is that Austin Eckler?
I think so.
Okay.
That was a pretty good trade. That's...
Which am I going to keep? I don't know.
Let's talk about that in a minute. Man. Let's talk about that. Oh, let's talk about it now. I didn't want to cut
David's
you off.
Done. No. David's
I'm
done.
I'm done. I think Daniel and Ryan, to answer your question, Jonathan, as you kind of work towards the third, you're set up nicely after that, I'd say.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? So we thought it'd be interesting to maybe walk through each team. It's been a long time since we've really talked.
I don't even remember who's on my team, so this is going to be helpful for me.
It's going to be helpful for everybody. I think let's start with the most consistent team.
Yeah.
Let's start with the champs, and let's just go through his lineup here. I mean, there's a reason he was a champ.
So as you do this, can you actually read or say where they finished relative
position
to their position?
Rank.
Yeah, because I think that's helpful.
Yeah, happy to do it. So let's just, we won't pick every person to read off, but he does have a good amount of keeper-worthy players, so we'll read a few here. Russell Wilson finished 6th overall. He's got Dalvin Cook, the number one running back. I think that's a no-brainer. Stephon Diggs finished 3rd. DeAndre Hopkins, his favorite player, finished 5th. And Joe Sherbert. I just wanted to say Sherbert. I think that would be it from as far as keeper-worthy players. He might keep it a defensive player, maybe Jordan Poyer of the Buffalo Bills, or Aaron Donald. You really think Aaron Donald, who finished 2nd?
Aaron Donald's a beast. I would keep him.
Oh, I love him. Oh, speaking of which, and we'll get to this with the Sleeper app, but I believe we can track tackle for losses as an actual stat.
Aaron Donald should be more valuable.
Now Aaron Donald, your DeMarcus Lawrences, the guys who get tackles behind the line.
You know, which we can talk about this at the summit, but I would like to see if there's a way in the tackles for loss will help to weight certain positions a little bit differently so it's actually similar to what you might see with some other one of these fields. Because defensive tackle specifically,
yes,
you've got a great defensive tackle if you get 5 points.
It's a wasteland.
It really is. And so if you look at the difference between the 1st and the 30th, it's not wide enough, in my opinion, to worth or warrant actually having that position.
Yeah, I think tackles for loss will help because that's really the linemen are the ones who typically get that on a consistent basis. And they're the ones who struggle the most with basically high scoring. So who would y'all think? If you were Jackson, who would you keep? I think Jackson's
going to keep Dalvin Cook. I think that's a lock. And then I think he's actually going to keep DeAndre Hopkins. I think that is the wrong decision. I think he should keep Stephon Diggs. I think he should be contractually obligated to keep Stephon Diggs, honestly, after what he did to my heart.
Yeah.
He ripped it up. He tore it out.
You're seeing ghosts.
He ripped it up, and he smashed it into a million pieces. Do y'all remember that game? Do y'all remember the championship where he was like, oh, no, it's like he just needs one more catch, and he gets 10.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he gets another touchdown. It's like, yeah. He had, like, what, 40-something points? That's who he should keep. Yeah. He finished higher than DeAndre Hopkins.
No, DeAndre Hopkins. But you know what, though? That catch that Hopkins made was pretty sweet. That was last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, they're both great receivers. Daniel's going to get one of them.
So, yeah. I hear you, and you suffered at the hands of Diggs. I just think that there's still upside for Hopkins with Kyler, and I don't blame him for keeping Hopkins. I don't think there's a wrong answer per se, because I think they're going to finish relatively close to each other. But obviously, if you go off of last year, Diggs is the right answer.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at the points for on the year, and I don't know if they all played the same amount of games, but it's the number 3 receiver versus number 5. Stephon Diggs did 290 points. And then you have a really large gap, actually. It's 253.
It's a 37-point difference.
And that's a lot of points. Yeah. That's a couple points a game. So I think Stephon Diggs is going to see probably more targets than Hopkins.
Yeah.
I mean, so – then Josh Allen, if he plays like he did last year, that's where I would put my money. But I know Jackson is true to Hopkins, so we'll see. That I'm interested to see what he actually does because I do think this is somewhat of a debate.
Yeah. If I were to put money, I'd say he – we'll keep Cook and Hopkins.
My bigger question to y'all is, when does he take Russell Wilson in next year's
draft? That's what I was going to say. I was going to highlight that, too.
What round?
What round? Second or third.
What round should he take him, and what round will he?
I was going to say 4th.
He doesn't have a 4th, does he? Isn't that what you just said? But anyway. None of that matters.
No, Jackson didn't do anything last year. He didn't trade anything.
Yeah, he pulled a Josh Bourne and it worked for him.
Yeah.
That should be his team.
That's a blueprint some of us should actually follow.
Captain Gingivitis.
That was his name. Yeah, I don't. He will go early on Russell because I do think there will be kept quarterbacks. And I think there will be every year, there's always going to be one or two guys that go earlier than we anticipate. Russell Wilson could be one of those.
He might keep Blake Martinez
on
the defensive side.
I didn't trade him.
No, he does like
him. I tried to trade him 2 years ago to Jackson, and Jackson's like, who's this guy? No, he keeps him every year.
Yep.
That's Jackson for you. Jackson, love you. Congrats. Hate you.
All right. As we work through some technical difficulties, hopefully we'll get back to the standings here in a second.
Are we just going reverse order here? Yeah. From, you know,
yeah,
first,
well, let's go ahead and go to Raiders of the Lost Chark.
Oh, I love that name.
Raiders of the Lost Chark. Are you keeping DJ Chark?
No, that's, well, I traded to him. That's why I changed my name.
Are you keeping Josh Jacobs?
No.
Okay, so your name is completely just crap.
Let's go through this awesome starting lineup I had here for the championship.
Okay, so starting with the QB, the Super Bowl winning QB, Tom Brady, which, hey, good quarterback. You got Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders. I don't know how you ended up with my running backs in a championship. That was literally week one, my starting running back core. Didn't do me any good. We'll skip down to Aaron Jones. Let me read the position rank as you mentioned.
Can you read my championship roster here?
Yeah. Do you want me to read the actual guys you started?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, I'm just reading the keepers for now. Josh Jacobs, 8th. Miles Sanders finished 17th. I don't think you're keeping him. Aaron Jones finished 5th. A lot hinging on Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
But let's look at your star wide receivers. We've got... No. Don't scroll down. We've got Kiki QT, position rank finish of 100.
Kiki.
Is it Demir or Demire? Here's the thing. I don't know how to say his name.
Yep.
Bird.
Yep.
For the New England Patriots.
I thought it was Byard.
He was 0.3% started that week. Led by me.
In your championship game. Perfect.
Finished 65th. I don't think you're keeping any of those receivers. You do actually have good receivers. They were just all dead. So if you go down, we've got Justin Herbert at QB. You're not keeping him. Keaton Allen finished at 11. Terry McLaurin finished at 20. You're not going to keep him. You do have Julio Jones, who says he's on the Atlanta Falcons, but he's not. He is on the Tennessee Titans now. He finished 42, but that's deceiving. If you go to his points per game, I think it was higher. And then you got Michael Thomas on IR, who again finished 91, but that's also deceiving because he was hurt most of the year.
And who's throwing the ball to Michael Thomas this year?
Sean Payton. Jameis Winston and whoever the other guy is, the tight end. The guy that you tried to start at tight end.
Yeah, I did start him.
Against me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, ESPN.
The one week that ESPN allowed it.
Yeah.
I lost that week.
Oh,
that's when you scored 170 something points.
Yeah,
and
I lost.
So
you scored 200.
Yeah.
Do you feel,
was that week?
I think it was.
Comfortable enough sharing who you're actually going to keep? Or...
Well, I am keeping Aaron Jones. You can lock that in. So then I have a decision to make. I'm keeping a receiver.
Okay, so you're letting go of those second tier.
I'm letting go
backs.
Of Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders, Kenyon Drake. They're all gone.
Drake is in Vegas now with
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
So there not keeping go. Anybody
good,
from that backfield.
Good handcuff. You don't want to keep the
I actually handcuffed my backfield in advance. I didn't know that, but now I...
Are you going to go Allen or Julio?
Allen, Julio, or Thomas. That's my choice. Or McLaurin. I think he's up there, actually. It's going to be one of those four. We'll see. I don't know.
Wow.
I think Keenan Allen's going to be great next year. I think Julio's... I think he's got one good year left in him.
He's the second best receiver on the team. Who would you keep? Stewart?
I'd probably keep Julio.
Man, I think I might. I don't even like saying this, but I think I might go Keenan Allen. And it's more because of Herbert than it is.
I mean, Keenan Allen was good last year. I'm surprised that he was 11.
He was
good. He missed games. That's part of it. Yeah, I'm probably leaning Michael Thomas, as crazy as that sounds, too. So
see, he's got the safest.
He was number one that. 2 years ago. I know Drew Brees.
I just don't like Jameis throwing to him. But
yeah, so there's obviously a downgrade there. So I could go with any one of them. I think they're all low end, wide receiver ones or high end wide receiver twos. Honestly, so they're all kind of jumbled there.
Yeah.
So it's who do I trust to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving along, we've got the team that finished number 3, Esh Prince of LR.
Gosh, this looks like a bottom half of the league team. I don't know why someone would bet.
Well, that's what I was betting on.
You know, that's what Preston's team looked like 2 years ago when he made the championship and you looked at his roster and goes, who is he going to keep? Mm-hmm. And how did he get here?
Yep.
Sometimes it's just about, you know, winning at the right time. So, wow. Let's see. Where do we start? Jonathan Taylor is probably his lock. Mm-hmm. Position ranked number 7. He didn't even start I don't think he started very strong on the year, but he came on strong. Yep. Stewart is highlighting Calvin Ridley at number 4, and he is now the only wide receiver in town. Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 18. Kenny G? I don't think so. I don't think he's keeping Kenny G.
No?
He's now on the Giants, but I don't know if you want what's-his-face throwing to Daniel Jones throwing to him.
No, yeah. And Joe Mixon's down there.
Joe Mixon, too.
Yes, he does have Joe Mixon, who is the wild card because he was hurt last year. So he could go running back, and then just look to get receivers. I think there's going to be a lot of receivers in the early part of the draft, so maybe that's what he does.
So what's your prediction?
I go Taylor Ridley.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to pick, too.
I think that's the safest thing to do. Mixon would be a steal if you could... You know, you could probably scoop him up at the back half of the first. Maybe.
So maybe that's the other question, too, is what first-round picks do you see who they don't keep? Maybe so we can kind of go through that, because then you can kind of...
The thing is, if Mixon's healthy, he's going to go in the first round, right, starting running back with Joe Burrow. So he's either going to get lucky if he falls to him, or he'll have to keep him.
Also had Mark Andrews. He was a pretty good tight end last year.
Mark Andrews, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is another good one.
Y'all think Kenny Golladay is a first-round pick next year? He moved to the Giants, right?
I don't think he'd be first. I mean, I think he's top 2. Not top 2 overall, but top 2 rounds.
Yeah.
There's no way he is going to be significant with this guy throwing him the ball.
You turned it off, you jerk.
I just wanted to hear you.
What is the running back situation in Kansas City? Is Edwards-Helaire the
guy? And didn't Damian Williams leave?
Yep.
So I think it is Edwards-Helaire's job to lose.
I would consider keeping him. That's a great offense.
Yeah.
That's the
McCoy's gone? Yeah. Or is he still there?
McCoy. I think it was Le'Veon Bell that was there last year.
I mean,
McCoy was 2 years ago.
They drafted him in the first round. You know, he's talented.
Yeah, and he didn't. I mean, last year was the first COVID year, so you got a slower learning curve.
I don't know.
It'd be tough.
He's
right?
Actually got a tougher decision than I originally thought.
Yeah, and Edwards-Helaire, if you go back and look at the numbers, he just didn't get in the end zone that much. He's actually did really well for not scoring very many touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. So I think he's probably got two first round picks that he's putting back there.
Yeah, and as we go through everyone's list in order, those first-round picks are going to dwindle. Mm-hmm. I think the top 4 or 5 teams are going to have the most stacked teams. So moving on to the surprise, the pleasant surprise of the year, that would be Old Timer 55, a classic name. Got Aaron Rodgers at number 3. If he's back in Green Bay, I think that's a lock to keep him. If he's not there, I think he's forced to go elsewhere. He's got a couple good running backs, Chris Carson and Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt was 9, and part of Kareem Hunt had a good year no matter what, but part of his value got inflated because Chubb got hurt for a portion of the year, which is built into his floor, so he's pretty safe. Chris Carson did well. He's also an injury.
You haven't even talked about his best running back.
Yeah, do you think he'll still be the guy? Dave Montgomery?
I'm surprised to see... I didn't remember David Montgomery being that good.
He was so good at the end of the year.
He had a stretch where he was on fire.
Click on his last 5 games.
Yeah, go ahead and click on his name. Let's see.
Look at his last 5 weeks.
So 26 points, 30 points, 34 points, 21 points, 25 points.
Wow.
That was going into the actual NFL playoffs, I believe. And then they got beat in the first round.
He had so many touchdowns. If you just look, that's what it was.
Yep.
He actually only had 3 weeks of single digits.
Yep.
He was actually really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was his keeper, I believe. I think he kept him and Rodgers from the year before. I could be wrong. So he may just go back to that well. But you've got 3 good running backs and a quarterback, and then that's how you have a good team, man. You can fill in the gaps on wide receiver at times. He's got Amari Cooper at 14, healthy Cooper with healthy Dak. I mean, that could be an underrated receiver. I just don't think you can keep him.
And, I mean, Kelsey scored 277 points, yeah, which is more than almost any of his.
I'm missing the one obvious one right in front of me. Kelsey's the guy. Yeah. I think he's keeping Kelsey. And Rodgers, if he's locked in. If not, I think he's going running back.
Don't you think Rodgers is going to be good wherever he goes?
Even if it's Jeopardy?
Not there. I think he's going to want to prove something, I guess, was my point.
The Packers.
Because you might not know
this.
The
Packers have to budge. They have to budge because they own his contract. So they can just say, okay, retire. He has to sit out a whole year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if the Packers are stubborn enough. They're both pretty stubborn.
Haven't we had that where someone kept somebody and then they were a holdout for the first couple weeks? I want to say we had that like 2 years ago. But I can't remember who it is.
I thought Brett Favre did that.
It was Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah, I thought you were joking. I was like, he sat out the whole season.
Yeah.
And I finally traded him to Daniel.
That's right. And that was a great trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then defensively, he's got Khalil Mack as
Miles Garrett.
Really good. And Miles Garrett. So, really good team. Good year by Big Pop. I'm sorry, not Big Poppy. Old timer. Sorry.
I would keep Kelsey and Montgomery no matter the Aaron Rodgers situation.
I agree. I just know my dad. He's going to want to keep Aaron Rodgers if he can.
But Aaron Rodgers scored the most points last year.
Don't start.
On the team.
Don't start. Listen, he's hit on the 2 years where a quarterback has transcended, where it's Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. But then you got Pat Mahomes, number one, right here on the next team, which would be Cupid Express.
This one's easy.
Yeah, I don't think he has a ton of keepers.
Well, no, actually, I take it back.
No, I think it's easy, but I don't think he's. I don't think he's limited to the two that I think it is. So Patrick Mahomes, I don't think you can not keep him.
Yeah, that's a lock.
He's a lock for the next what, like 10 years?
That's the reason that's the reason you keep him. He's just number one for the longest time. Then you've got Tyreek Hill, the number two wide receiver on the year, who was, speaking of clicking on his games, historically he was a boom-bust guy. This year, he had one single-digit game.
Remember that 60-point game?
He also had 200-and-something yards in the first quarter.
That is so disappointing that he only ended up with 269.
Isn't that funny? It was against Tampa Bay, and then they lost him in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, yeah.
But let's just say, I mean, I know you can't do that, but you take out that 60-point game. It's still impressive.
310 points. What was Diggs?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Diggs was 270 something.
Yeah, so he's only
or 280.
He's behind Diggs by like 30 points, 20 points, something like that.
He goes from second to seventh.
Yeah,
if you just replace it with his average, or second to fifth.
Well, speaking of seventh, Justin Jefferson. Rookie Offensive Player of the Year.
He was unbelievable.
Dominant.
Broke the rookie record for yards. 1,400?
Dominant.
I think it was 1,400 exactly.
For a team that doesn't... They remind me... The Vikings, when they got it rolling, remind me of the Titans, where it's like, you've got Derrick Henry on the ground, you've got Cook on the ground. If they're rolling, you don't need to have a ton of volume. They're so efficient.
He only had 125 targets.
Yeah.
And put together 1,400 yards.
Yeah.
And that's after getting started slowly because he was a rookie.
They have to stack the box against Cook. And he's talented. It's
just Stewart's point, if you take away that 60-point game for Tyreek, Justin Jefferson was actually really, really consistent. And the fact that he did that as a rookie, I mean, I think he could be awesome.
So are you saying right here, right now, you're keeping Jefferson over Tyreek Hill?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it more, but I do think it's more of a question is all I'm trying to say.
Sure. That's why I agreed with you. I think it's easy. I think it's Hill and Mahomes just because that offense is so explosive and dynamic.
Yep. That stack is ridiculous.
Dumb. It's dumb.
It's a great combo.
You look at what Tyreek did, and I know he didn't have the same capital as
you'll
Jefferson.
Lose. Anytime Mahomes and Hill go off, it's just automatic loss.
Yeah, it's an automatic win.
It's an automatic win for him.
For him, yeah. I mean, you just look at what Tyreek did and how he's progressed and gotten better every year. You know, if this guy can do the same, you know, Tyreek didn't put up 1,400 yards his first year, as great as he is.
Yeah.
And so that's all I'm saying here is you're talking about historic numbers.
You're betting on the fact that Justin Jefferson is only going to get better. Well, I'm not saying Tyreek can't get better, but right. he's probably.
Do you think, let me put it this way, Tyreek, how many touchdowns did he score last year?
Double digits.
Do you think he's going to score, if you could just put that as the line, the over under? Do you think 15. He pushes?
15.
Goes over or under?
I don't think so. I would probably
15. Go under.
You bet
right?
the under.
You bet yeah. the under. Justin Jefferson, you say 125 targets, the over or under on that?
Over.
Well, see, that's the problem. I don't disagree with where you're going with this, but I don't think the Vikings want to be. I think they're built like the Titans. I think you're not going to get a ton of targets. But
I think it's a very similar argument to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, it is.
Which is kind of funny to hear you kind of hedging a little bit.
If I had Tyreek yeah. Hill or A.J. Brown, I'd take Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad about keeping A.J. Yeah. Brown. I wouldn't blame him for keeping Jefferson.
Well, Tyreek, we're talking about the number two receiver last right. year. So, I mean, that's you're splitting hairs.
Right.
I think they're two top five receivers next year is my point.
Yep.
I agree.
And honestly,
and somebody's going to get him.
If you look at his team, if he would have just had a decent running back, he would have been way more dangerous.
Let me ask you this. Let's rank these guys, because I think you're going to have two of these in the draft. DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I would take both those guys on this roster, Hill and Jefferson, over
wow.
Diggs and Hopkins.
That's how
I do feel that.
So you feel really strongly about Jefferson.
I feel good about Jefferson. I'm just thinking that you can't pass on Hill. Trust yep. me. I owned Hill and I traded him and I regret it every day.
Yep. So anyway, I think this is a bigger question though, but I think yep. you're probably right. I yep. think he would.
But I do think
if we're talking about water, I mean, I was going to potentially water bet y'all on this right now. I'm not even comfortable with that. I mean,
I don't know.
I do think, and I noticed this several times. We were just talking about it, like with Kyler Murray, who I had last year. I tried multiple times to get DeAndre Hopkins mm-hmm. just to have that stack, and so I think that there's something to that. Mm-hmm. That if I had this team, even though I might like Justin Jefferson a little bit better, the potential might be a little higher. Thinking about that stack, it's like that might.
If Mahomes is off, you're just going to lose, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah, right. absolutely. Now I understand it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Daniel, I mean, if I'm Daniel, I'm looking at potentially, and he gets the number one pick, I'd strongly be considered Jefferson. I have the 11th pick, so I have no
Let
shot
me tell
at
you,
him.
He probably won't make it past me.
He won't get to 11.
You're right. That is a safe bet.
I can have these conversations because I'm just dreaming.
Yep. Speaking of dreamers, we've got ourselves one of the biggest dreamers there ever was.
Two-time champ, Poo-Poo Smith Dumpsters.
Yeah, he loves his team so
I'm
much.
Just,
he
I'm
named
so glad
him after,
you, had, you did that name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
He named
it's
him
a
after.
Great name.
So on the table is Juju Smith-Schuster. I can't believe you finished 29th. I wouldn't have even guessed that.
He's such a dumpster fire.
By the way, that's a joke. Don't keep Juju. I wouldn't even do that to you.
Yeah.
So you got Kyler.
Man, your team sucked.
Position yeah. rank number 4. The lock is Derrick Henry.
Yes, yep. I am keeping Derrick Henry.
The next
He's
question
good.
Is, Gosh. Are you going to keep Eckler, who is his position rank is misleading. He was injured through most of the year. What was his average score? So 15.1 is what he averaged when he played.
That's probably close to an RB12 or so.
Yeah, I mean he's back in he's back in RB1, top end RB2, and so you pair him with Derrick Henry, you basically don't have to worry about running back for 3 or 4 rounds.
Yeah,
so there's that. You got Kyler, who do you think? How do you feel about Kyler? Do you think he's going to take the next step? Do you think he's going to be?
Yeah, so I'm not keeping Godwin or Smith-Schuster.
Yeah,
obviously
we got
there.
That.
You go.
Possibly Hollywood Brown, but I'm still
Hollywood.
Melvin Gordon's down there. James Conner. I had a lot of good middle of the road.
Who do you have?
Middle of the road. Tyler Boyd.
Do you want to keep your kicker?
Mike Davis won me some football
Mike
games
Davis
this year.
Mike Davis is great for you.
Is he not the starting running back for the Atlanta Falcons right now?
He is.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's a starting running back.
Todd Gurley was released.
For the Falcons. That's a good offense. You should keep him.
I may.
Just
I may.
FYI, he's no spring chicken, but he will be good.
Corey Davis lost me the I traded for that dude.
I told you not to buy in.
Yeah, I know. I bought in. I was a sucker.
You're keeping Eckler and Henry, aren't you?
I am
That's what I would do.
I am keeping Henry for sure, and I'm struggling between Kyler and and Eckler. Yeah. Because I think Kyler will be a top three quarterback next year.
I tend to agree with you. And the problem is, in a league where people may be more patient on a quarterback, maybe you can buy him early. I think you're risking losing him.
He's going to go in the first.
In the first.
I know.
That's the problem.
Both of those guys will, I think.
So you have to be willing to accept that you're not going to get either one of those guys back. Who do you really want? Sometimes they might fall to you. I don't think either one will.
What are your odds? You're, I guess, seventh, eighth pick?
Yeah.
So
let's put it this way. If something happens to Aaron Rodgers, well, you'd be ahead of my dad. I was going to say, he won't make it out of the first. I think Kyler would not make it out of the first if my dad had to pick a quarterback.
I mean, it's all about strategy, right? And draft strategy. That's mm-hmm. what all of this is about. The thought of having two solid running backs is awesome, but Eckler is not. I mean, he's a top 12, maybe.
Sure,
top 12 low running
end,
back.
Low end one, high end two.
Yeah. So Derrick Henry's obviously a top three running back, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So do I go for another top tier position
mm-hmm.
and pick up another running back that's maybe of Eckler's caliber later down the road, that I probably wouldn't get a top tier quarterback if I didn't keep Kyler?
See, so, I think of it the opposite. I think it becomes more difficult to find a starting top 12 running back, top 15, give him that, than it would be to find a top 10, maybe top 7 quarterback.
Yeah.
If I'm drafting, I'm picking Eckler ahead of Kyler. Just that's only because there's 12 quarterbacks that get started.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, what I was going to ask you is, you get to name your keepers after your dad, correct? I guess, does it matter as people go through naming their keepers if you actually will keep them?
I don't think to your
point, Jonathan, because
I thought
I'm trying to remember which order we go.
I thought the protocol was everyone sends in all their keepers to one of us,
that's
and
right.
then
Never
there
mind.
Is no deciding. Oh,
we should change that.
Oh, you're edging us closer and closer.
Well,
to
I was going
to
say,
whoever
has the champion, they go from reverse order of how you finished.
But your point would be if Rodgers is not with the
I guess
Packers,
if you knew.
Then keep
well,
Kyler.
Well, no, I guess if you
is
knew
that, what
that
saying?
No. Let's just say he's back with the Packers, or he's going to be a top locked and loaded quarterback. The odds of Murray slipping to you wherever you're at are probably higher, is my point, because there's another quarterback on the board.
I see.
So would that affect how you look at it? To your point, because it's all strategy. If everybody's keeping wide receivers, are you going to keep a wide receiver? Or are you going to keep a running back? Right? Because then everybody's
yeah.
So it's
you
it's
can
a little bit of the game.
You can be a contrarian and go the other way. It just it does depend. To me, I think the fact that Eckler could be a top 12 running back, and then you'd have two RB1s, you have a positional advantage every week.
I never liked Eckler, and then I watched Hard Knocks last year, and I was super impressed with him.
I don't know what it is about the Chargers. I like Herbert. I still don't really like Eckler or Keenan Allen, but I know they're good enough, and I know like you can't pass on the talent. So
where do you think Herbert's going to land in regards to?
But do you see? So start naming the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right. So Herbert, Dak, those were guys that Dak wasn't drafted last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Herbert was not. Was he drafted, or was he drafted really late? You got Joe Burrow.
Hey, well, I don't think he was drafted.
I mean, you got
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson will be back in there. The only one that's going to be kept for sure is Mahomes, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to choose from. And is Kyler that elite would be the question.
That is the ultimate question. And he's so young. Do you think he will still get better year over year like Pat Mahomes to where it's worth, cornering that market, if you will.
It wouldn't surprise me if Kyler finished, talking, not to sway you anyway, but it wouldn't be surprised if he finished number one next year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on that trend, and he's got the rushing baseline, too.
Yeah.
All right, so you have no idea who you're going to keep.
One of those two.
Well, let's move on to the most confusing league owner. That would be...
Oh, we forgot to talk about Lamar Jackson. Hello.
I thought of him, and then I didn't say it because he finished 10th. I mean, come on.
Well, do you think he's going to get kept?
I bet he does. Maybe because there's not a lot of other options.
I wouldn't keep him.
Well, he's got Deshaun Watson.
I would keep Darren Waller or Mike Evans.
Watson's not going to play football this year. He's got McCaffrey.
Yes.
So we're really just looking for one player.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Do we look at Evans, Robinson, or Lamar Jackson as those keepers?
Or even Allen Robinson.
That's what I said.
Oh, Robinson. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Position rank number 8.
Evans was 10th. Waller was 2.
Waller was 2.
Hmm.
Waller
again,
was...
Again, that's another one of those you're getting an elite at a certain position.
You're getting...
So I would keep...
You probably have a double-digit advantage over everyone not named Kelsey.
I mean, look at his 5 weeks that you're showing here on the screen.
When we get to my team, let's remember this. Waller averaged 15.1. He finished 2nd. Tonyan was my tight end. He finished 3rd. Let's see what he averaged. And that is the difference in the price that you're paying when you keep Darren Waller.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a strong argument.
He has wide receiver stats. If you look at it. What did Mike Evans do stat wise versus Darren Waller?
Waller outscored him.
Mike Evans, 70 for 1,006 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Just look at the total points. So he had 225.6 on the year, averaged 14.1.
Yep.
Waller averaged 15.1.
Yep.
So you're actually, to your point, getting a better wide receiver than Mike Evans in the tight end spot.
Right.
So, and that's not going anywhere. That's not changing.
Advantage. Right.
That's not changing at all. And he's only becoming more integral in the offense. So
then
awesome.
We're thinking Lamar Jackson will be available first round.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, I could see.
I do. I think he's out. I think
he paid a lot of money for
that.
Well, that's why he gave up a lot.
He has
probably
committed a little bit.
That's the psychological aspect of it. You feel like you have some kind of relationship with the guy because I spent so much on him. He was the number one running or quarterback at one point.
His stats, real quick. Look at the last 5 games. He started to get it towards the end of the year.
He could.
I'll just read them: 29.9, 39.7, 35.6, 25.5, 31.2. I mean, that was MVP Lamar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't.
So he missed one game that, and he finished 10th in overall. So, yeah, I mean, but that's, that goes back to the Kyler discussion of.
I mean, he had 1,000 yards. He's a running back and a quarterback
right
together. So.
We'll see. He's got a few keepers.
I think that's a tougher decision, too.
This team has several keepers for where he finished, than I thought.
You remember Lamar. You had him, Stewart.
That's what crushed him, McCaffrey missing the season.
Yeah.
I mean, that was by far the best player in fantasy the year before.
Will he be the best player in fantasy this year if he's healthy?
Yeah.
If he's healthy, I think he's going to be a lock top 3 running back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at he averaged 30 points a game in the 3 games he played.
Yeah, he gets too much work. That's also the other side of that coin is you end up with an injury.
I mean, 10 catches, season. 82 yards on top of 18 rushes. That's ridiculous.
The thing we don't know, maybe the Panthers make the argument if we use him less, can he be healthier? Then you diminish his actual value in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep him.
Ooh, Darren Waller, Lamar. That's actually...
I know.
Would you take Lamar or Kyler? You had Lamar when he was really good.
Yeah, I'd probably take Kyler.
Yeah.
If drafting the same spot, or if I... Let's just say, what if you got Kyler in the 2nd round or Lamar Jackson in the 5th round?
Lamar.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Lamar in the 3rd.
Okay, Lamar in the 3rd. I'm just trying to find that. Where's that difference?
To me, that's the hard one.
Yeah. I'd probably go Lamar in the 3rd.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's a huge value pick right there.
I just think I think Kyler's got the higher ceiling.
Yeah.
Which is saying a lot because Lamar was the number one quarterback. I just don't think we've seen the best of Kyler yet.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, do y'all think Lamar is going to improve as a passer?
No.
I don't know if the Ravens... They could.
That's the question I think Joey needs to be asking because look at Josh Allen. You know, Josh Allen, when he came into the league, was, I think, statistically the worst percent completion guy in the league. And look at him last year. I mean, he was an MVP candidate. So, I mean, you can improve. The question is, you know, can he actually, you know, do it himself? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was a big critic of him coming out.
Yeah.
But if he, I mean, just think of it this way, if he improves just a little bit and they change and mold that offense a little bit more, I mean, so I have a hard time with the ceiling is my, my only point that I'm trying to say.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. All right, moving into the last and final asterisk playoff team. That would be Big Papi, and he has a couple of great surprises. That'd be Josh Allen, the number two overall. I take it back.
Josh Allen will be kept.
Yeah. I forgot he was number two.
Yeah.
I forgot who he worked for. We got Nick Chubb.
Keeper.
Who else on this team is worth even mentioning?
Robbie Anderson.
Adam Thielen's top 10.
Man, he was number 9. Really? He had a lot of touchdowns. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, but that's who he is.
Because look at his yo-yo season. So he had a 31-point game, 17-point game, then he had a 5-point game, 8-point game, 19-point game, then a 7-point game.
He had a couple of fours in between there.
So that's the problem with him is
he's touchdown dependent.
Very touchdown dependent. And again, I don't think that's Justin Jefferson. I think Justin Jefferson's way more dynamic.
Right.
But that's the kind of games you can have in an offense like that. I just think Jefferson's more foolproof. I would stay away from Thielen unless you got a bargain on him.
This is probably one of the most clear cut for me.
Allen Chubb. They're gonna start becoming that way, back half of the league here. Allen and Chubby. All right, now we'll go to the team with the number one odds, the Matty Jones breakup. So we got Matt Ryan. We know he's going to keep Alvin Kamara at number two overall running back. I think he's in. He's top five. It's hard to rank because I think Derrick Henry, Kamara, McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook are the top four running backs. But I don't know what order you could put them in. Who else is he going to keep?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see on that New Orleans offense. It's a big question.
I think his usage is going to be insane. I just don't know how efficient he'll be.
James Robinson was the fourth best running back last year.
Yes, where's James Robinson? Is he at the bottom?
Yep. Number four, he was great.
Here's the problem with big old James. Now he's got Travis Etienne to deal with and a new coaching staff. That could change. I mean, they could just say, hey, let's run this guy into the ground because he's on a rookie or cheap contract.
The
offense should be better with Trevor Lawrence.
You've had, what's the coach's name again? Urban Meyer say that he's the starter. So
for now, just wait till Travis Etienne gets on the field.
Yep.
Robert Woods was number 12, and he only had 6 touchdowns. He must have had, he had 90 receptions. That's just the most consistent wide receiver you'll ever see right there. he had no splash games and no, floor games.
He's got one good player.
Yeah, that's Alvin Kamara. That's why he didn't make it. He had a lot of good players, no great players except Alvin Kamara.
I mean, so who would you keep, Kamara and Robinson?
Probably Robinson if all things stay the same. If you had to pick today, it'd be Robinson.
I'd pick Woods.
You pick Woods, huh? I wouldn't.
Yeah, Woods with Matthew Stafford.
Stafford, that's true. That is a good point. Stafford is going to make all things rise in L.A. All right. Now we're on to the extra crispy kernels. That team name will be forever retired, as I will never pick Miles Sanders ever again. This one's a slam dunk for me because I set it up that way, but we'll walk through it. Ryan Tannehill. There's another quarterback you probably weren't thinking about, right?
I wasn't. He'll be there.
So I was listening to, the footballers talk about this.
I could bring back my team name.
If you took away, or maybe it was added in last year or took away the first couple games of this year, he was on the same pace. Or he outscored Pat Mahomes or something like that. He was very comparable to Pat Mahomes, which is crazy. Again, that is a dangerous tightrope to walk because he is very much, if Derrick Henry for some reason isn't making the offense go, I think that he's susceptible to have a bad game. but that's rare. I think the team's just very smartly built. Antonio Gibson, he is the one guy I've been just worried about losing. My problem with him is the injury to his toe that kept him out of the last few games there. You see that in week 14 and 15. He got injured in week 13, which I needed him to play good in to get into the playoffs. And nope.
That'd be my keeper.
I know. I love Gibson. But I can't.
Over DK.
But I can't. No, no, no. No, sir.
Why are you laughing?
No.
I'm being serious.
I know he is. And I
would
am
you
not.
Really?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
I thought you were kidding.
No.
I hope Gibson falls to me. I don't
you don't
know
like
he will.
DK?
Oh, no, Gibson.
Or
I don't
just
think
like
he will.
Gibson better.
Gibson, if I don't get Jefferson, it's Jefferson or Gibson. That's who I'm taking, number two.
Oh,
whatever,
there you
whichever
go.
One Daniel doesn't want, that's who I'm taking.
Wow,
I'm gonna
you're
going to
take
with.
Gibson that high, but you
oh,
won't
yeah.
keep him?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's how I feel. And partly because it's that's how I feel about it. Probably because if you look at the running backs, I was actually considering Cam Akers because I thought Cam Akers might get thrown back into the mix, but then he tore his Achilles. So for me, it's clear that A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf are my keepers. Click on Tonyan real quick. What was his average per game? 9.4, so a touchdown different every week is the advantage that Waller has.
Yep, I take it back. I go Waller.
Yeah, that's a... That's a, and Tonyan was not in any way a
Gosh,
consistent
if
player
Joey
for me.
Joey picks keeps Lamar Jackson. That's going to be terrible.
Yeah,
I mean that might be the worst keeper selection if he does it.
No pressure, Joey.
No pressure.
So yeah, Metcalf and Brown. I love those big boy receivers. They're awesome.
That's who, just for the record. That's who I would keep too.
Yeah,
those guys look amazing,
both on the field and without shirts.
Oh no, just their names.
It's just the names
together.
The what do I have it as? D-cadge, D-cadge brown calf.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Thank you, Mike, for that one. Who we got here? Is this Daniel?
Man, this is Daniel.
Ooh, this hurts.
This Ugh. Team is actually pretty bad. No, look at his keepers
oh,
at the bottom.
There they are.
There they are.
I didn't see
it. It doesn't hurt, so bad anymore.
So Cam Akers, this is why I thought Cam Akers was going to be back in the fold. I didn't think he could pass on Barkley and Kittle, which Kittle will get back in the top three mix for tight end. So I think those are the keepers. I think that's a slam dunk. Unfortunately, Akers is out for the whole season. If you look, click on Akers, his last few games of the season. No, it was just the playoffs. Never mind. He went nuts in the playoffs, and then yeah. he had a few games where he figured it out there. But going back
wow.
to the Stafford,
I was excited for Akers, but I didn't realize you were that high on him.
Oh, it was between him and Gibson.
Wow.
Yep. Not gonna keep Brown. Not gonna keep Dobkins.
J.K. Dobbins.
Dobkins. Now you got me saying it. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, there we go. Hurts.
This is Stewart highlighting Hurts at back half of the year.
When he became a starter is what he's highlighting.
Week 14, 25 points, 15, 44.8.
He's another one, Stewart.
16, 22.9. So do you see how it's probably easier to replace Kyler?
Yeah,
I take back my other statement about Joey. If you keep Kyler, that would be the worst keeper selection.
We'll see.
Finally, bringing up the caboose. I think this one's also pretty easy by design. You've got probably the worst starting quarterback you could find in the lineup was Cam Newton.
I will say this. Uh-oh. I think Cam Newton is going to have a comeback season. I don't know that he's going to be like a top three quarterback. I'm not saying that, but I think he will be top 10.
Okay, so do you think he'll be top 10? I'll water bet it with you right now.
You're going to have to remember this.
Okay, he says top 10. I say he'll be outside the top 10.
Oh, I do too.
Oh.
Do you feel lucky, punk? Water bet.
I love how it's water bet.
New drop.
Great.
First water bet of the year.
Jot it down, David.
I can't.
Great, perfect.
It's okay. We have it
hey,
on
I'll remember.
Wax.
I will remember.
It is out there on the internet.
Yeah.
Only if
this.
It happens.
So
People probably aren't listening. I think we're like 3 hours in.
That's the good thing is we've spent a lot of time talking about a guy he's not keeping.
Yeah.
Zeke is position rank number 11. I think that's a slam dunk.
We did talk about trading Zeke on the Sleeper app. Would you do it if you're the Cowboys?
Yes.
Real football here.
Yeah. And if
I only do it because of the cap number.
Yes.
I would
because
that
for whatever it's worth. And you have Tony Pollard.
Yep.
Tony Pollard could be just as good as Zeke at this point in his career.
So Zeke and Davante Adams?
Yeah, Zeke and the number one. Go look at his. His Davante is ridiculous. Because what was Tyreek?
Davante Adams is the best receiver.
23.2 average, 18 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's touchdowns.
I mean, he did have some floor games, but I think he only had...
His yardage isn't there, right? I mean, Justin Jefferson had more yards than him as touchdowns.
Here you go. So he missed two games. He had one, two, three single-digit games, and he finished number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good he was when he played. He was dominant.
Yeah, 18 touchdowns. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's, over 20 if he plays every game.
Yep. Yeah, that's Antonio Brown-esque, where you're just lapping the field.
That's historic, yeah.
Yep.
So my question to y'all is, when does...
Five games over 30.
So he's the one who hurts the most, by the way, by Aaron Rodgers not coming back.
Yeah.
It's not even close. I think Aaron Jones has usage.
Yeah, I think Aaron Jones is fine.
But the touchdowns, I don't think, are going to be there the same way.
Yeah, exactly. It probably helps me because they might run it a little bit more because they pass so much down there. My question... I mean, Aaron Jones had 10 touchdowns himself, but yeah, there's a lot to go around. My question to y'all is, when does Ryan select Tony Pollard this year in the draft?
Mm.
Fifth round?
You think?
That's where I'm taking him.
I think he's going
to... I'm taking him fourth.
Are you taking him there because of it's just pure talent, or you think Zeke's going to do something?
Tony is good.
I know, but do you think all things being equal, the season plays out, you would draft Tony Pollard? As is, not like Zeke's going to get traded or hurt or something. Like, you're not projecting or forecasting that something happens with Zeke.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
you just think it's more of a split?
I think he's going to get a little bit more work than, you know, he has. I mean, Zeke's been, 90% of the touches historically, so.
Well, don't rub your name. Bell's Angels. We gave Stewart control of the TV, and he's abusing it right now.
Who is I Have the Best Johnson?
That was you.
That was me? I got second?
No, that wasn't you. No, it was you.
Yeah, definitely was you.
It was you.
But you didn't beat me, though, did you?
Yeah.
No, I Have the Best Johnson's Mike. That was Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yours was I Have Two Johnsons.
I lost my Johnson.
Lost my Johnson.
Yeah. I lost my Johnson.
Because Calvin Johnson retired
that
year, I think.
I lost the biggest Johnson. I mean, he was a big Johnson.
Yeah, he was.
Just massive.
Can you believe when he retired, talking about just like historical, when he retired, when Andrew Luck retired.
Yes.
I mean, there's been some just moments.
Yeah. Coming off of in prime seasons and just being like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders-esque.
Well, I mean, hopefully that rundown helps everybody because, you know, I didn't remember who had who. I didn't remember who I had. And, you know, we got to make that decision at the summit.
Yes, we do. You have to have all keepers. And this is, let me set this for the record, because I believe this happens every year with at least one team. And it is a final decision. I'm talking to you, Mike Staffel. When you send in your keepers, that you're keeping someone defensively and offensively. Do not send in your defensive keeper after everyone's been announced.
I don't remember that. What happened?
I believe it wasn't a big deal. I'm making a bigger deal than it was. But I believe there's happened a couple times where someone said, I meant to keep so-and-so because I forgot we keep defensive keepers.
Can I do that about someone else's team? Like, I meant to keep Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I meant to draft Justin Jefferson last year. So
do I get to, like, a chance at keeping him?
I would like to keep him now.
Yeah.
No, that's not how this works. So you I guess we'll determine it tonight. I don't know when we determine the summit date.
Yeah. Let's just do it right now.
Let's just figure it out. Okay. Well, we'll pull up a calendar, but you have to have your offensive keepers, which is you can keep up to two offensive players and one defensive player. And remember, if you elect to not keep someone, you increase your lottery odds. You get less ping pong balls for defensive players.
25 for defensive.
50 for offensive.
50 for offensive.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. If you're looking to move up in the draft, you can do that. Otherwise, it's recommended that you send in both offensive and your one defensive keeper names ahead of time. Cool.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning, if you don't make a defensive keeper and you have like the 8th best odds, you can actually move up to like the 5th best odds, just because 25 ping pong balls does a lot. So just something to think about.
Yeah, and keep that in mind if that's the real thing that I feel like gets tricky when you reveal things. So again, you must send that in ahead of time. You can't elect to change that.
If I were some of these teams, I might not keep anybody.
That's my point. It becomes a game of musical chairs, or you don't want to be the last one standing. So you basically, if you're someone behind you is not keeping a defensive player, does that cause a ripple effect to say, well, maybe I shouldn't keep a defensive player, and so on and so forth? I've also seen it not really help you either. So
I mean, it is a lottery.
It's a lottery.
A lot of drama.
No guarantees. No Stewart.
You got that
guarantees.
Right.
No Stewart. I mean, go Stewart.
Ironclad, no doubt about it. Guarantee Stewart. Guarantee.
What do you think about that, Stewart?
Yeah. I see it.
Are you going to finish better than you did last year?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Ironclad, no doubt about it. Guarantee Stewart. Guarantee.
And we're done.
So changing. Yeah, just going through this actually gets it a cut off. Sorry. All right. So let's move on to Summit. Let's talk through. Do we want to? I guess David just said, let's just name a date.
Well, listen, yeah, well, let's just name a date. I think it's one of those things we just need to do. Because everybody's going to the draft, I know we're going to have, you know, opportunities. Oh, sorry, Stuart. I didn't really mean that.
Everyone that matters.
Everyone that is important is going to the draft. You know, I think if you can or can't make the Summit, it's not as big of a deal.
Okay,
we do need keepers before that, though.
Right, so
July 31st. July 31st. That'd be not this upcoming Saturday, but the following. What do you guys think of that? Yay.
Ryan and I will be out.
Oh, that's right.
But we can email them. I mean, we don't necessarily have to. Or we can do it, you know, by
just
phone, depending on it.
The sooner, I mean, I'm happy to do it the 24th. That's only 3 days from now. I don't know if we've got everyone ready to go at that point, but I'm ready to go. The sooner we do this, remember, keep in mind, once the Summit finishes, player trading is open.
Yes, you'll be able to trade your picks and your keepers.
Right now, you can trade picks.
Correct.
But you'll be able to trade keepers following the Summit.
Correct.
So player trading resumes. With the players that you have on your roster.
So any of my keepers are on the market, guys. Just heads up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out those two Saturdays, so it's up to y'all if that's, you know. Well, I don't know how much training there's going to be. The 14th is the following Saturday that I could be there, just because I'm out of town.
You're out of town the 7th?
I think
you're going
back
31st
the 7th.
To the 7th.
Yeah.
Got it.
But that's up to y'all. I mean, I will email them in, and I can call in if I'm available.
I don't really care as long as gives me a couple weeks.
I mean, historically speaking, we don't honestly see much movement anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't expect there to be much. And you still have time. So, I mean, even if we did it the 14th, you still got 2 weeks until the actual draft at that point.
I'm fine with that.
14th.
Plus, the 14th actually gets you a little bit through.
Stop selling. We're in. The 14th.
Okay.
We're in. I think that makes sense.
I was going to say, it just gets you through preseason.
Aren't the Olympics happening the 14th?
Well, it gets you through preseason in case someone gets hurt is what I was going to say. Because I think that is a fair, you know, the most fair thing, too. Because who was it that had, was it Jordy Nelson? I think it was Ryan. He had Jordy Nelson. He kept him that 1 year, and then he got hurt.
Ryan has all the bad preseason.
You know, like, as much as that sucks, we want to try and avoid that. So I think pushing it back, I'm still selling here, but.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That is. We're always more anxious to start sooner rather than later. But okay, the 14th, we'll call it, what, noon? What do we normally do? We do like a lunchtime thing.
But let's do lunch.
We normally go to EZ's.
That was dinner that we went to. EZ's.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've actually been to some weird places.
Yeah. Let's do something in Bernie this year.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Let's go back to that barbecue place out in the middle of nowhere.
I'll go play golf that morning if y'all want. I mean, whatever.
Hey, I didn't even know you were coming to that thing. Don't get mad at me.
It was good.
It was good.
It just took a whole tank of gas to get there. All right, we'll do the 14th.
14th at lunch. We'll name a place later.
Yep. Cool.
So yeah, just as far as that, you know, what happens at the summits, we talk about rule changes. We talk about.
I'm just reading the stupid show doc. Like, all right, rules discussion by players. Players who identify as.
BYE. Please.
Players who identify as bi.
So, cool. That makes it so much more clear.
Yeah.
So ideally, we're going to talk about rule changes. We'll review rule changes from last year. You know, so be thinking about scoring. What do you want to change? What do you remember from last year? I know it's hard to remember that when we just show up. And so do you hate the sack scoring? Do you hate fumbling? I know that someone hated it last year.
I hate when my players fumble.
Do we want kickers?
Yes.
I mean, what? Do we want to have defensive linemen? Do we want to bring in head coaches again? I mean, all these questions.
A super flex.
Do we want to go to auction style at some point? I mean, these are all things that we need to be thinking about. And if you've thought about it, it just leads to a more productive conversation is all. So that's all we ask. You don't have to, but it does help.
We have an extra week.
We'll have an extra week. So we need to be thinking about, are we going to leave the regular season as 13 weeks? Are we going to move to 14 weeks and then be playing the championship in week 17 now? Since there's 18 weeks, technically?
Yes, that's what I would do.
So yep. We need to talk about all that. How does that affect our scheduling? Because now you play your people in your division twice. That is going to change where that extra game, do you rotate it? I mean, what is that? So
I thought we were getting rid of division. So this is all news to me.
Well, and even if you don't come to the summit with the ideas, just hearing them out and voting on it's important because that way you're in the know and you were informed of what the rule changes are. So please try and make the summit.
Rock the vote.
Rock the vote. Vote or die.
We can also talk about
just
Vegas.
Bring your voter identification. Yes. We do require that.
Yes. That is a thing. If you haven't received your ID in the mail yet, you're probably not in the league.
I don't have a home right now. How do I register?
You are not going to be able to vote. Sorry.
Oh, man.
And then the move to sleeper. I mean,
yeah, yes, that was huge.
That as well.
Yes. So be prepared. So obviously everyone's utilized it. I think Lewis might be the only one that hasn't. Maybe he has. I'm not quite sure. But I think, at the very least, most everyone else is registered. Play around in there. I know that the discussion board is popular, but go ahead and look at some of the other features.
Oh, there's more to it than that.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot more to it. Go ahead and look at some of the other features in there. We will be... I think one of the things I really like that we will be able to track and house draft picks all in the app or all within Sleeper. So you can also do a web-based version. So you can get on your computer and do it. And that's really cool. So you're not having to email David or myself and say, hey, who's got what pick? And am I able to trade this? It'll all be there in front of you.
We won't draft through it, though. We'll still use Clicky
Draft.
Yeah,
I think we're still going to have to use Clicky Draft.
No. Well, whatever is hard for Stuart, we're going to make it hard on him.
Okay.
That's all he's worried about.
We are going to do a draft board in person.
Ah, good.
You have to be in person to make your pick.
Are y'all taking the big board?
What we'll do is we'll just
Hard Rock.
We'll put you on the clock. We'll give you 5 minutes for each pick. And we'll just wait for you there. We're not going to have any phones there.
Yeah,
though.
If you're not there, you actually forfeit your pick to me.
What we do is we start with kickers. Okay. And then we fill out defense. Mm.
Okay.
And then we fill out offense.
So it's just reverse order.
Yes.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the exciting move. If you have questions about Sleeper, I know Joey's done a lot of digging into it. They're always enhancing it, too. That's what's really cool about it. So they do take a lot of feedback from the users. And they say, hey, I really wish Sleeper could do X. And then they typically at least respond or they start to make those enhancements. So... there's always things added. We can always keep everyone educated on what's going on there. And I'll turn to Joey for that because I know he's done the most research thus far.
So, Joey, what would you say? Oh, I thought you were turning to Joey.
You don't have a crickets drop?
No, I don't.
Okay, I thought we might have.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I got that.
Boo, Joey.
Joey sucks.
Yeah, there we go.
That's kind of fun to add into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anything else?
I'm going to win this year. I'm going to win it all. That's a Stewart guarantee.
I'm not.
We're on to hour number three, aren't we?
I'm not playing that. At some point, I'll find the outro music, and then we can get out of here. But until then, I'll continue to stall for time.
Yeah. So, anyway. Poopa Smith Dumpsters out. See you guys next time.